Nossa, escuta.
It's April 15th and Logbook.com's Escape Pod is here to take you through this most taxing of days. I'm Earl Green and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. The first West Coast Computer Fair began today in 1977, the first public showing of the brand new Apple II computer. Born on this day in 1452, Leonardo da Vinci. Born today in 1922, actor Michael Ansara.
I'm afraid you're going to have to spend the rest of your life paying for your mistakes. Not this one, of course. It's trivial. I have withdrawn the spell, but there will be others. You are touched by darkness, Ambassador. I see it as a blemish that will grow with time. I could warn you, of course, but you would not listen. I could kill you, but someone would take your place. So I do the only thing I can. I go.
In 1948, film composer Michael Kamen was born. Not only did he score movies like Highlander, Die Hard, and The Iron Giant, but his orchestral arrangements worked on quite a few major hits throughout the 80s and 90s. Born in 1951, 21st century shuttle astronaut John Phillips, actress Emma Watson from the Harry Potter movies, was born in 1990. In 1978, the Star Wars question and answer book about space was published, an attempt to get youngsters who had fallen in love with that galaxy far, far away to get interested in real science closer to home. I can tell you from personal experience, it worked. And in 2006, the second season of the revived Doctor Who got underway as David Tennant's 10th Doctor made his first stop on New Earth.
New York.
Oh, come on.
It is. It's the city of New York. Strictly speaking, it's the 15th New York since the original. So that makes it new New York. What?
It's so different.
New Doctor.
You can read about these events and many more on the Logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the procedure. The Logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.